Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to our show, the Becoming Team Show on Positive Affirmations. This is a recap, and I'm Donna Clark. I'm your host, and welcome. It's always good to hear from you, and it's always good to talk to you about positive information that can help your life. First, let me introduce myself. My name is Donna Clark. I am a life coach, an author, a motivational speaker, and now a radio host, which is really cool, and just started 2 weeks ago. So call me up, and let's talk about some positive affirmations. You can also join in on a chat on my website, which is www.becoming-site.com. Becoming-site.com. So, and also on Twitter at becoming-site. You can join us on Twitter at becoming-site. So today we're going to talk, kind of finish up our talking about our affirmations. Positive affirmations. I want you to know something interesting that I made, and it's a little index, since I say, you know, carry your affirmations around on index cards. I found an index card box, and it had even little dividers to it, so, and little labels. It was just really a little cool thing that I got for $2 at the office supply store. And it snaps in the front, it's plastic. And so what I did is I took the dividers. On the first one, I put love, and on the second one, I put little dollar signs, and it's green, so it looks really cool. And on the third one, I put health, and it's red. And in those, each of those, I put affirmations. So I could pick one out during the day, or you know, on my drive to work, which is where I really like to say my positive affirmations because. Hey, that's a good time to be happy, isn't it? And positive because, listen, there's a lot of traffic out there, especially where I live and where you live too. If you live in Orlando, you know that there's traffic everywhere, just a growing city. So I take out these cards, and I might take one from each little category, one from love, one from health, and one from money. And I look at them during stoplights. You know, whenever there's some traffic, and I'll just give you an example of what I have, and I think it would be a good idea for you to do also, and inexpensive. Hey, you know, index cards are $1 for a package of 100, and this little file is only $2, so really think it's a good investment. Hey, invest in yourself, right? Okay, under love, I'm having a love affair with life. And, of course, I've got exclamation marks there, you know, because you've got to love your life. No one else is going to love it for you. And the second one I have is I love me. You have to love yourself first before you can love anyone else. We've all heard that. But it is true. And you will love yourself more than anyone else will. You need to take care of you. All right. Under health. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. Think about that affirmation. It's definitely positive. You want to be healthy. You would like to be wealthy, I would think, and wealth means different things to different people. It might just mean that you don't have, you aren't needing for anything, right? And you want to be wise. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I like that one a lot. Really like that one because everybody can use a little more wisdom. A little better health, right? We'll lose a couple pounds maybe. And definitely a little more money is not going to hurt, even if you use that little bit of more money to help someone else out. Under health also, I have my body is strong and healthy, and every cell is alive with health and energy. Wow, what a positive statement that is. My body is strong and healthy, and every cell is alive with health and energy. This reminds me that people that are fighting certain illnesses that are on the cellular level, this would be a a fantastic positive affirmation for you to say every day. All right, and let's go over to, boy, there's a lot in the money pile. All right. The first one, I am a money magnet. Hey, money is drawn to me. Okay, I'm a money magnet. Good one. I joyfully welcome increased income. I so do. Don't you? I joyfully welcome increased income. Now, that is what I could really get behind. I feel something when I read that. I mean, I'm happy. I'm happy to have an increased income. I know that it can help me, it can help my family, and it can help me pursue the things that I want to do on this earth in this lifetime. Another one, my income is constantly increasing. Exclamation point, my income is constantly increasing. Well, of course it is. And we want to feel and we want to know that all of the work that we're doing is going to be rewarded. Correct? So you need to believe it. Okay? And let's look. I believe I deserve to be financially free. Love it. I love that. I believe I deserve to be financially free. Well, if you've worked most of your life, I've worked since I was 16, and I'm now, you know, in my 50s, and I was a single mom, raised three children on my own, put myself through college. Yes, at this point in my life, I believe I deserve to be financially free. How do you feel about that? Do you feel that you've been working hard and you're tired of just getting, you know, the bills paid? Don't you feel like, wouldn't you like to have the house paid off? Wouldn't you like to do without a car payment? That would feel really good. Think about how would that feel? Now, when you're picking out your positive affirmations that I want you to take on index cards with you in your car every day, let's make positive affirmations that you can really feel. Like I said, I could really get behind this one, or I really, truly believe this one. Well, the other ones just don't matter. If they're ones that you don't truly believe in, then they're not going to get you anywhere. They're not going to open up the positive vibes in the universe for you, okay? So get those positive affirmations, get yourself those cards, and get them into different categories. And yours, you might, you know, if you're under love, you might say, let's think, we might, I am lovable. I deserve to be loved. There is love all around me. I deserve to have a great relationship with a man or a woman or my friend, or, you know, I deserve to have a great relationship. And of course you do. And if you believe that, it's going to come to you, okay? Let's just keep saying it. Let's keep feeling it through the day. Get out those cards at lunchtime. Get out those cards after your boss has yelled at you. Take them in the bathroom and just look at your cards and say, you know what, I'm not going to get down. I know that something better is coming. This is how I know it. I'm going to put those positive affirmations out there, and this is not going to get me down. Oh, no, I'm not going to get down. I'm going to be raised up, right? Okay. My name is Donna Clark. I'm a life coach, an author, a motivational speaker, and now a radio host here on Blog Talk Radio. And this is really an awesome opportunity. If anybody wants to call in, the number is 1-323-657-1416. And if you want to reach me by email, you can send me an email of your comments, or if you have any questions on positive affirmations, because we're going to be moving on to something different next week. And we actually won't be here next week. We'll be here the first week of October, the first 3 weeks of each month. We're here from 6:30 to 6:45. My email is becoming@cfl.rr.com. Website, www.becoming-cfl.rr. little dash, not the word dash, site.com. www.becoming-site.com. On Twitter, join me on Twitter. I give out positive affirmations every day, and we'll talk with you and answer your questions. Follow me on Twitter, at Becoming Site, okay? Becoming Site. You can look up Donna Clark and you can probably find it there. Coming to you from the Becoming team, and we're here to help you become your best. Okay, we've got this radio show the first three Tuesdays of each month from 6:30 to 6:45. Now, next time, why don't you send me an email and tell me what you would like me to cover for information for next time. I'm thinking of, I'm leaning towards learning to enjoy your life. And that is coming, all this is coming from my book, Becoming Self-Study Life Coaching, so you can become your own life coach, and it's less than 100 pages, okay? So you can order it on the website at becoming-site.com. You can also read a free preview there, okay? And I love that, that aspect of the book is that you can read before you buy and get some start with some good ideas already. And you can get the free information from the website and from me by emailing me at becoming@cfl.rr.com, and I'll sign you up for the newsletter for free. And you can follow me at Becoming Site, which is on Twitter. Just go to Becoming Site and be a fan. And we will have a Facebook page, but I'm not like all knowing about the Facebook yet, so I'm working on it. But now, remember, your daily affirmations. You're going to wake up, see your dream, and feel the excitement. Take a goal card with you in the car and to work. Take the whole little kit. Here it, you know, my index cards are in it. Take it with you, and you're going to read that card throughout the day once you start on your way to work, and you're going to push out negative thoughts. And when you go all through the day, thinking positively, and when you rest your head at night, you're going to rest with gratefulness and passion for your life and for the positive affirmations that you want to come to fruition in your life. If you have any questions for me, please email me at becoming@cfl.rr.com. And I will answer your emails and give you some, sign you up for the newsletter, and talk about upcoming speaking engagements and seminars in your immediate area. And please note that I am a life coach, an author, motivational speaker, and a radio host, and I'm loving doing this radio show. Love talking to everyone here, and just call in. Next time you can call in, the number is 1-323-657-1416. And we are here on the first three Tuesdays of the month, of each month, from 6:30 p.m. to 6:45 p.m., and that's Eastern Standard Time. I've loved talking to you, and can't wait to hear from you next time. Remember your positive affirmations. And I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite ones, which is under the money heading, I joyfully welcome increased income. And if you truly believe that, the increased income will come to you. And you need to feel it. Feel it in your heart and know that you're doing the right thing. You're going to make the right decisions. And you're going to joyfully welcome increased income into your life. This has been Donna Clark, and please send me an email, and I'll get you set up on our newsletter. And join me next time for Tuesday in October. Thank you, and have a great tomorrow.